Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Fatakia. It's the start of a new month and it promises to be a big one at that. Now, it's the final month of the September quarter as well, so plenty of developments are lined up on that front too. For the markets, well, there are certain things that are too good to be true, and if you put that 12-day rally of the Nifty into that category, you may not be entirely wrong. And the last time the Nifty had gained 12 days in a row was back in 1993. I don't know how old were you back then, but I was certainly just a year old when this had happened. But history repeated itself, even if it took 3 decades for a repeat. But it was a strange session on Friday. The MSCI adjustments took place, but most of the stocks that were supposed to receive inflows saw a strong bout of profit booking at exactly the time when the adjustments took place. Now, HDFC Bank is a case in point. Now, it was supposed to receive inflows of close to a couple of $1 billion, but the stock ended lower by nearly 1%. Vodafone Idea also fell 5%, while Dixon Technology shares ended with a 2% cut. However, that did not stop the Nifty from ending higher, albeit the gains could have been a lot more. The Nifty Bank, though, continues to grind higher and posted a weekly gain and also closed above the mark of 51,350. Now, the index has gained in 4 out of the last 5 trading sessions, and this week might just turn out to be the one of reckoning for the banking index if it does manage to sustain this up move, that is, which it has struggled to do so. The Nifty Bank, though, continues to grind higher. It posted a weekly gain and also closed above the mark of 51,350. The index has now gained in 4 out of the last 5 trading sessions, and this week might just turn out to be the one of reckoning for the banking index if it does manage to sustain this up move, which it has struggled to do so in the recent past. Now, the handover from Wall Street is a strong one. The US markets ended on Friday. It was the 4th straight positive month for the S&P 500. But the Asian markets are mixed because of the China factory data that came in earlier. And the GIF Nifty is also suggesting a slightly subdued start for our own markets as well. Now, all eyes are on the 17th and the 18th of this month, and that is when the US Federal Reserve meets to decide whether it will finally bite the bullet and start cutting interest rates. Now, the debate over whether it will be a 25 bips or a 50 bips cut has died down recently, but the street continues to believe that it will be a rate cut for sure. Now, in specific stocks, auto sales were reported over the weekend, at least some of them. Hero MotoCorp sales were slightly better than estimates. The EV, which they have, which is VIDA, that sales crossed 6,000. The market share also crossed the 5% mark. The company expects the rural segment to have a faster recovery, so keep an eye out on Hero MotoCorp. Aisha Motors sales for Royal Enfield continue to remain a drag for the motorcycles, which are less than 350cc category. Tata Motors' sales missed estimates as they were dragged lower by the CV segment. Maruti sales met expectations with a better performance by the utility vehicle segment. The compact segment, though, remains under pressure. Besides auto sales, Insecticides India announced a buyback at 1,000 rupees a share, but that is almost at par with Friday's closing price of 994. Now, 3 PSUs, NHPC, SJVN and RailTel are in focus as they have been granted a Navratna status by the government. What does it mean for them? A detailed explainer is up on our website, cnbctv18.com, so do give that a read. NBCC is the other PSU to watch out for because the board has declared issuing 1 bonus share for every 2 shares held by shareholders as of the record date, which has been fixed as the 7th of October. Now, GSPL has approved the merger of GSPC, GSPL and GSPC Energy with Gujarat Gas. The swap ratios and what the street is making of this merger, most of them calling it a value accretive one for Gujarat Gas, all of that can be read on cnbctv18.com, and we'll do a detailed explainer on the channel as well throughout the day. Biocon's greenfield API facility can now commercially export to the US market after the US FDA issued an EIR, or the Establishment Inspection Report, for this unit. For some more stocks to watch out for, do tune in to our website, cnbctv18.com. And that's all for today. Thank you for tuning in. We hope September turns out to be better than what August was. And of course, we'll always be here every day to give you the sharpest market insights on CNBC TV18 and cnbctv18.com.